You're listening to SBS News.
Saeed Imazi is stateless. He doesn't know where he was born, his birth date, or his birth name. He believes he was born in the Canary Islands, an autonomous Spanish community off the Moroccan coast, before being taken to the disputed territory of Western Sahara as a newborn baby. As he grew up, he lived as an undocumented immigrant in various European countries. After travelling to Australia to seek asylum in 2010, at the age of 20, he was detained on arrival at Melbourne's Tullamarine Airport. But with no identifying documents or definitive knowledge of where he came from, Mr. Imazi has been kept without charge in immigration detention ever since. The United Nations has termed his case an extreme example of statelessness. The Australian government says it's continually tried to confirm Mr. Imazi's identity, but each attempt has proved futile. The Department of Home Affairs has declined to comment on Mr. Imazi's case any further, as it's now before the court. Alison Batterson is the Director Principal of Human Rights for All, the legal group acting on behalf of Mr. Imazi and taking his case to the High Court.
He's been in detention for over 9 years now. And what we're seeking to do is challenge a long-standing principle under Australian law, which is you can effectively detain non-citizens, any non-citizen, indefinitely. It's an incredibly important human rights legal principle.
The long-standing principle Ms. Batterson is referring to is one of Australia's landmark High Court immigration rulings. In 2014, the High Court ruled in a case known as Al-Khateb versus Godwin, it was constitutional for a stateless person to be detained in Australia for as long as required to process or carry out a potential deportation. The case is named after Ahmed Al-Khateb, a Kuwaiti-born son of Palestinian refugees who arrived in Australia by boat in 2000 without a visa or passport. His claim for asylum was rejected by Australia, but he was unable to be sent home as no country would claim him as a national. After 3 years in detention and another four living in the community as a stateless person, he was eventually granted Australian residency. Ms. Batterson says the Al-Khateb-Godwin ruling, though, must be revised because people like Mr. Imazi are falling through cracks.
There's no hard end date. And if you take that to the extremes, like in this case, you end up with someone being detained for over 9 years, and there are several of these people in detention with absolutely no prospects of ever being able to be deported.
Professor Michelle Foster is the director of the Peter McMullen Centre on Statelessness at the Melbourne Law School. She says there's a number of possible outcomes, but if the court does reopen the Al-Khateb-Godwin case, it could have serious implications.
If that's the ruling, the court is willing to reopen Al-Khateb and reconsider whether or not immigration detention is, particularly when it goes on for years, is valid at all, then of course that may have very serious ramifications for our system of immigration detention. So it very much turns on the outcome, but also the reasoning underpinning any ruling.
In 1973, Australia ratified two treaties aimed to protect stateless individuals, the 1954 UNHCR Convention relating to the status of stateless persons, and the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness. However, Professor Foster says Australia has failed to act sufficiently on those treaties, and people are paying for it.
From 1973, we've had international obligations to recognise and protect stateless people. And in 2011, Australia made a pledge to the UN that we would institute a system to better identify stateless people. And yet, we haven't. And because we don't have a proper system for protecting them, many are liable or likely to end up in long-term immigration detention.
The Department of Home Affairs says 44 stateless people were in Australia's immigration detention centres at midnight on November 30th last year. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees estimates 10 to 12 million people around the world are stateless, though the bloc believes that figure may be higher due to underreporting. Statelessness can occur for several reasons, including discrimination against ethnic or religious groups, gender-based discrimination, the emergence of new states and changes in borders, and gaps in nationality laws. In countries where nationality is only acquired by descent, statelessness is passed on to the next generation. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.